The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, grants Americans stimulus checks for up to $1,200. Undocumented immigrants are not eligible for this federal help, but some American citizens are also not eligible if they are married to an immigrant who doesn't have a Social Security number. Cristina Segundo Hernandez is an American citizen in a mixed-status marriage. She was denied a stimulus check because she filed her taxes jointly with her husband, and he used an Individual Tax Identification Number, or ITIN. ITINs are issued to non-citizens who lack a Social Security number so they can pay taxes.
I am a mother of four. I have a child that has autism, and it's been a really hard time feeling completely left out of this. I'm an American citizen. I was born here. My children were born here. I feel like I'm less of an American. And I think that the citizens and the families should be able to get this help that they need.
According to the Migration Policy Institute, an estimated 1.2 million U.S. citizens are married to undocumented immigrants. House Democrats fought to include a provision in the CARES Act that allowed people with ITINs to qualify for stimulus checks, but it was rejected by Republicans in the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that Senate Democrats are going to fight to ensure that all American citizens get financial support, regardless of who they're married to.
U.S. citizen children, little children, live in a household with an undocumented parent, they're not receiving the critical financial support they need. That money could be their next meal, a shirt on their back, so many other things that they need, some medicine. And all this is happening for no other reason than lack of empathy from the administration. Let's call it for what it is. It's a form of discrimination. Republicans in the White House are discriminating against American taxpayers simply because of who they love.
Joaquin Castro is the chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He says that Congress needs to right this wrong with new legislation to ensure that at least all American citizens get economic relief. But he and the Congressional Hispanic Caucus also advocate that every worker with an ITIN number receive financial assistance, regardless of immigration status, as they are in the front lines of the COVID-19 crisis.
You have a lot of workers who are using ITIN numbers, some of whom may be undocumented, who are still out there on the front lines working, many of them in dangerous jobs. A lot of them in those meatpacking plants that now have hundreds of coronavirus infections. They're out in the fields picking fruit and crops to make sure that the grocery stores are still stocked during this pandemic so that Americans can eat. So we believe that they should receive financial assistance.
The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEF, has filed the lawsuit against the federal government over the denial of COVID-19 relief to mixed-status married couples. The lawsuit argues that the CARES Act is unconstitutional, saying that discriminating against mixed-status couples is a violation of the Fifth Amendment guarantees of equal protection and due process. I'm Luana Muniz, reporting for KBFA.